Kof Vov Nissen, Wednesday the 18th of April, Rabbi Yonason Hamilton, making your Sefira count.
Good morning, Rabbi Yonason. One always wonders why is it that Shavuos has a name Shavuos, a chag that's so auspicious in our calendar. There's Mammatan Torah, we were brought out of Mitzrayim to receive the Torah, and we have a name Shavuos. All the other chagim, Yom Kippur, it's clear that it's for a kapara. Sukkot, according to one Tana, that it's a anle covered. What is it about the name Shavuos? It's a unit of a measurement. Why is it that our holy day of Matan Torah is called Shavuos? Second kasha is that if you look in the parashas Emor, it doesn't say a date. There's no date given for Kabbalah Satorah. It's just the day after the 49 days of counting the Omer. So why is it that such an auspicious, important day in our calendar is just not given a date at all? So there's actually a nice kliyoka, I'm not going to talk about it, but I enjoy. And I think the pashtus is that the day itself is merely a function of the hachana. It's called Shavuos because the ingredients of the day reflects the Shavuos, the weeks leading up to it. And it's not given a date because the date is merely a culmination of the 49 days leading up to it. This is made up of the preparation, the hachana, the one that's put into the days and the weeks leading up to Zman Matan Torah. And it's well known in the Vort that the korban that we bring, the korban Omer that we bring on the second day of Pesach, is a korban of Seirin, which is Meichel Behema. We see that the Seita brings a korban, a korban that's a Seirin, because she did a Meister Behema, so she brings Meichel Behema. Whereas on Shavuos, the Shnei Alechem is made up of Chitin, which is wheat, which is Meichel Adam. So it's clear that there's a change that takes place from the beginning of Sefiras Omer to the end, where a person changes from, so to speak, a Behema to an Adam. His undeveloped, immature, animalistic, uncontrolled behemoth part of him goes through a change, a transformation, and he's develops into to an Adam. So it's clear a change takes place. The question is, how does one capitalize on that change? How does one transform himself from a behemoth to an Adam? So I'm sure there are many mahalachim, but the Altar of Kelm is famous for saying that the sixth Mishnah and the sixth Perak in Perak Yavos, the Memches, Kinyanei Torah, are a system for this transformation. Each day a person should learn one of these Kinyanim, and the 49th day one should Chazarul the Memches, Kinyanei Torah. So I just wanted to look here together at one of the Kinyanim together. It's actually a nice Ha'orah. The introduction to the Mishnah says Memches Kinyonim Shatayra Niknes Bohem. This notion of Niknes, if you look in the Gemara in Kedushin in the beginning, the Gemara wants to understand why is it the Mishnah starts off Ha'isha Niknes B'Shloisha Derochim. A woman is acquired in three ways. Why does it not say Ha'ish Kinyon? A man acquires. Why does it say Ha'isha Niknes? And the Gemara has two terutzim. The second terutz is that to show us that it's midata. A man cannot acquire a woman bal korcha. It has to be midata. So the horror is that memchest kinyonim shatur niknes for him, the Torah is midata. A person can't just acquire Torah in the way that he wants to. The Torah in a certain sense has das. Torah is organic. It's a living thing, and the Torah chooses who it wants to dwell in. Kedei Shia, to the extent that we've developed ourselves in the Kinyanei Torah, to that extent, the Torah comes to us, the Loshon of the Chosid Yaivetz, like water flows to a low place, so too Torah flows to a person to the extent that he's developed himself in the Kinyanei Torah. So I just wanted to talk today, this morning, about the Kinyan for today's day. Yud Aleph is Dikduk Chaveru. So let's start with the Gemara and Tainus. Gemara says a fascinating thing. Amar Rabbi Chama, Mai Dichsev Barazel Barazel Yachad. Iron on iron, iron is sharpened on iron. V'ish Yachad Pnei Re'ehu. So too, a man sharpens himself with his friend. Says the Gemara, Loim Elacha, to teach you Ma Barazel Zeh Echad Mechad Nes Chaveiroi. This pasuk in Mishnah is telling you that just as a person, you can sharpen iron by rubbing it with another piece of barazel. Af shnei talmidei chachamim mechadin zeh zeh b'halacha. So too, two talmidei chachamim sharpen each other. And the Gemara goes on with another mashal. Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, lama nimshu divrei Torah ke'esh? Why is Torah compared to esh? Shneema halakai devarai esh. Loim alacham ma'esh eina donek yechidi. Af divrei Torah eina miskaimin b'yechidi. Just as when a person wants to make fire, one stick won't suffice, a person has to rub two sticks together, so too, two Talmidei Chachamim have to rub off against each other. In other words, in the cut and thrust of the Shakta Tariya, in the Sugi, in the Matra of a Matron of a Chavusa, each Talmud Chacham, each Chavusa sharpens his mind. And through that is a clarity arrived at the Sugi. That's the Pashas of the Gemara there. The Rambam mentions in Parashas Mishnah, Parashas Mishnah in Demai, that why is a Talmud Chacham called a Chaver? Talmud Chacham called Chaveru, because he's learned by Chabur and Emona. I saw B'Shem Rav Matzia Solomon that when we see a Talmud Chacham, we call him a Chaver because even though we didn't know that he learnt with a Chavusa, he can't have arrived at this result without a Chavusa. He had to have had a Chaver. He had to be Mukhubar to something. One can't do this alone. So it's clear that the first point of Dikduk Chaverim being a Kenyan Torah is practically, pragmatically. One cannot arrive at understanding the Sugya without another Chavrusa. It develops a lends itself to a sharpness and a clarity in understanding the Sugya. That's the first point. I just wanted to learn with you a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. This is Perek Gimel Mishnah Base. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyon Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, harei zeh moshav leitzim. Two people that sit and learn Torah together, so two people that sit together and they're not learning Torah b'neihem, that's moshav leitzim. The Ruach Chaim says it doesn't mean that there's no divrei Torah, but they're not learning Torah. Each one is learning Torah, but there's not b'neihem divrei Torah. Each one is mitzloitzitz, but Torah's chaveri. The Mishnah goes on. Aval shnayim sheyoshvin v'yish b'neihem divrei Torah. Rabbi, so listen to this. A person, two people sit together and there's divrei Torah b'neihem. Shchina shruya b'neihem. Shneimar, as it says, the Mishnah brings a posuk in Malachi. Az nidbaru yirei Hashem. Then those who are yirei Hashem will speak. Or spoke, Ishel Re'ehu, each one to his friend, Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishma. Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, the famed Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, says an amazing thing. He's Madaik, why doesn't it say Dabru and spoke? Why does it say Nidbaru? As if the speech emanated from both of them. And he says, if one person learns the Shem Shemayim, two people are sitting learning together. The dynamic of a chavrusa isn't that I say something and you listen. The dynamic of a chavrusa is that I want to hear what you're saying. If a chavrusa is l'shem shemayim, I want to hear what you're saying and you want to hear what I'm saying. And therefore, nidgaru, it's spoken. It comes out. The emes, the amisa shel Torah, the clarity of the sugya comes out from the chavrusa, as opposed to the highlight. The Mishnah is highlighting and emphasizing not that there's someone speaking. Who cares who's speaking? What's important about the chavrusa is not that someone's speaking. What's important is that something was said. What's important is that each one heard the other, each one listened with another. And from the chavrusa itself, something was said. We don't care who said something. Sometimes, you know, at the end of a chavrusa session, so one turns around to the other and says, I'm saying this. That's not what's important. What's important is that something was said, and betwixt the twain, it will come out. Just to highlight this, there's a beautiful Rashi here. Parshas Vayera. Moshe Rabbeinu turns around, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Bani Aroz Kafani, I can't speak. I don't have the gift of speech. I'm lacking in a certain sense in my ability to communicate. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayom HaShem HaMoshe Rein, HaSafik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Tadaber, you speak. Va'aron Achicha Yedaber El Paro, and your brother will convey the message to Paro. But it's clear that the dynamic of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, if Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, and Aaron is conveying this message. Problem is that when we get to Parashas Boy, the Hakdoma to the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael. Hashem says, speak, you, both of you, in plural. You, Moshe and Aaron, you, both of you, speak. I don't understand. We've just seen in Parashas Boy that the dynamic is that the Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking and Aaron is conveying the message. Ata Tadaber. Over here we're seeing Dabru, both of you speak. So Rashi says, well, basically, listen to this Rashi. Pasuk Gimel here, it's a Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Dabru el kol adas, v'chi Aaron medaber, v'holok v'anemar, ata tadaber. Rashi asks this question. Says Rashi, alachoykin kovod zelazeh. Each one gave kovod to each other. Moshe and Aaron gave kovod to each other. V'oymen zelazeh labdeni. Each one said to the other one, teach me. The hadibur yotzei mibein shneihem, exactly as we've seen in Rav Chaim ben Lashna. The dibur emanated, it came from both of them. It didn't matter who did the speaking, it didn't matter who initiated, it didn't matter whose decibels the mouth it came from. What was important was that they both gave cover to each other, and from the chavrusah it came out. Ki'ilu shneihem medabru. It's as if both of them spoke. Ein nidbru gedolei mazu. So it's clear that this is the second shlav of Diktuk Chaverim. Why is Diktuk Chaverim a Kinyan Torah? So we've seen pragmatically from the Gemara and Tainus, but here we're seeing that it's a forum where one can come to the Emes. A Chavrusa is a setup whereby I'm forced to, if I'm Mavakish the Emes, to listen to someone else. That can't exist when one's learning alone. When I'm learning with someone else, I have to hear what he's saying. And therefore, not only is it a simon for someone who's mavakish the emes, but in a certain sense, it's a forum that can create the emes. It's a Rabbeinu Yoina and on Mishle Yudches Pasuk Beis, Lo Yachpatz Ksil Batfuna Kiim Behiskalais Liboy. A fool just wants to say his own thing. A person who has a lover is someone who was mavakish the emes and is part of a chavrusa where there's a nidburu taking place. So that's the first shlav of Diktuk Chaverim, that's the Torah component. The second component I wanted just to discuss briefly is the friends of Iyoy, Gemara and Baba Basra, Tesayim and Madalef. The Gemara here says an amazing thing. Here's the Iyoy suffering from all of these Yisurin. And his three friends, the Mepharshim discussed that make the Cheshbon, each one of them walked 800 miles to go and be Menachem Avon and console and comfort their friend Iyoiv. And the Gemara ends up and says that Amar Rava, Hayna be'amrei inshi, o charusat kachavrei de'Iyoiv o mesusa. If a person doesn't have friends like Iyoiv, it's better that he should die. It's better that he should be in a state of death. It's not worth living without friends that are supportive. Supportive, dedicated, loyal, like Chavri De'iri. I saw a beautiful Ha'orah b'shem Rav Yitzchak Isaac Shur, one of the Rosh Yeshivas Slobodka. Why is it that, how did the Gemara know how to be Madaik this? That it's better to have death than to have friends like Iyoiv? Because the Sotan said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that do anything to Iyoiv. You could put him in any matzav of tsar, but shmoret nafshoi, don't kill him. So why didn't the Sotan take away his friends? That would be one of the first things to take away from a person. His children, his friends. Why did the Sotan not take away these three special friends that Iyoiv had, that Keli gave him Hanor? The diuk is that if they had he have taken these away, he would have died. That's how the Gemara was Madaik. Then if it wasn't, if you don't have the Chavrusa, if you don't have Chavreim Ke'iyoiv, the Chavrei Iyoiv, therefore it's better to be in a state of death. Had he been taken away, then Iyoiv, clearly his life would have been not worth living. The Gemara, everyone knows the famous Gemara in Tainus, There we see that Chayni Amagel, the god Lador that was brought in to bring rain, he would draw a circle around him and said that he's not moving from this place until Hashem answers his tefillahs. Hashem would answer his tefillahs. And he slept for 70 years. When he awoke, came to the Beis Medrash, and he told everyone that he said he was Chayni Amagel, and they didn't believe him. And Gemara ends off there that he davened, he prayed that he should die because it just wasn't worth living, that people wouldn't be makir him. So here we see a different shlav of what it means a chaver. Not just in times of danger, in times of need, in times of consolation, as we see with the chaver the Eoif, but here if there's not someone to be makshir a person, someone who's makir who you are, which only a chaver, someone who really truly knows you well, then again, it's mesusa, it's not worth living. And finally, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishneh, the Tava Yivakesh Nifra, someone who is alone, Rabbeinu Yonah has two mahalachim in this, but it's second mahalach, someone who is alone, someone who is a Nifrod, Yivakesh Taiva, then it's just a matter of time before he steps on the slippery path and in the downward spiral. That there's something about being alone, and any psychologist will tell you that someone who doesn't have friends, doesn't have a support system, someone who's alone, then he's vulnerable to everything. And nowadays, with the advent of the internet, it's so the exposure is so easy. But it's clear here there's a different shlav of diktuk chaverim, just simply living life successfully. To have friends who are supportive, friends who are with a person, friends who recognize a person's koichas, and friends who protect the person from who knows what. Rabbeinu Yonah, the classic case obviously to look, is on the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Aseh Lecha Rav, Kneh Lecha Chaver. So Rabbeinu Yonah there has three components of what it means a friend. First thing he says is in Limud HaTorah, as we've discussed. The second is in mitzvahs. Person should have a friend who will give him teichacha. And the third component of a friend, the third benefit, if you like, of having a chaver, is in eitzes. And Rabbeinu Yonah here mentions the two stages to this third component of having a chaver for an eitzah. One is how to get this friend, how does one obtain this chaver, and how does one keep him, how does one maintain this friendship. So the first thing Rabbeinu Yonah says is that it's a lashon of kniya, of kinyan. A person should be willing to spend money, even a large amount of money, in order to obtain this chaver toiv. He says he should speak to him nicely, speak to him softly. He shouldn't be makpid on him. Nowadays, we're so sensitive if someone insults us or someone doesn't treat us the right way. But it seems here from Rabbeinu Yonah, the person should put himself in the passenger seat in a certain sense, that to be mashubah to this friend. The yispol divrei fihu, he should be soivel the words of this chaver. Even if he says something kenegdo, even if he insults him, nevertheless, he should do his utmost to keep this chavila, to keep this package together, that he should maintain this friendship. That's the first piece. Okay, so I just wanted to talk in the remaining few minutes about what it means, eitzah. There's a beautiful posuk in Mishlei, Maim Amukim Eitzah Belev Ish. That deep waters, Eitzah is deep waters Belev Ish in the heart of a man. The Ish Tvuna Yidlena. And a man who's wise will draw it out. So if you look in the Ralbag there, this is a Mishlei, this is a posuk of Mishlei, Perek Kaf, posuk Hei. He says that each person has inside them the Eitzah. Each person has the direction, each person has the clarity on whatever issue, whatever problem it is in life that he is struggling with or he's working through. And the function of a Bal Eitzah, which is the third component of this chaver the Rabbeinu Yehuda talks about is not to tell a person. A bal eitzer is not for me to tell you what you should do. The gedder of a bal eitzer, of this third component of a chaver, is my mamukim belev ish yidlena, to draw it out, just as a person draws out water from the well, to help the person through a series of questioning, through a series of sitting down, understanding, creating a setting where a person feels safe, a person is able to trust, and through a series of questioning to help the person to get clarity as to what his issue is. But it's in there, the answers are in there. It's not me telling you, it's rather allowing me to help you to discover for yourself what is there. Finally, just to finish off, there is the Mishneh Perkei Avos, also Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Marba Eitza, Marba Tvuna. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, if you look there, he says that when a person is looking for Eitza, he should ask many different people. Each person can add some slight nuance, some piece of clarity, some understanding he might have missed. And the combination of all of them together, he himself will be able to form a picture. Only a person knows himself totally. And let me find this. Find the lotion, yeah? He says, I'm reading here Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in Ruach Chaim. A person from the outside can only understand a bit. Only the person who is asking the Eitzah can really understand the penimius of the Inyan. But he's lacking the pieces, the small pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that each person can add. And therefore when he collects together each piece of clarity from everyone, then he'll understand. A chuas beroiv yuas. A tshuva comes from asking many people eitzah. And that's the notion of the Mishnah. Marba eitzah, marba tfuna. V'zeu marba eitzah, al de kach. Through this marba eitzah, asking many people eitzah, marba tfuna. What does it mean, marba tfuna? Seichel shechol ish v'ish, and then finally he'll understand. Okay, so basically we've seen here these three stages of Diktat Chaverim. Today is Kinyan Yud Aleph, Kinyan Torah. We've seen in Torah practically just understanding the Sugya. We've seen how it's a Siman to Mavakish the MS. In fact, I forgot to mention there that Rabbeinu Yoina, Ruach Chaim says at the end of the Pasuk, he says, V'yakshev Hashem, that it's a Segula for a person who learns the Shem Shemayim in a Chavrusa setting, that Hashem will listen, that his tefillahs will be answered. We've always understood that tefillah helps Torah, but we're seeing here from Chaim Volozhiner that if a person's in a Chavrusa which is working the Shem Shemayim, that itself is a catalyst and an impetus for his tefillah to be answered. Works the other way around. We've seen how a Chavrusa, a Chavar is necessary for life. And Vaitzas, and one always wonders, nowadays with the advent of social networking, people have tens, hundreds, if not thousands of friends, of links. How does one get this chaver that Chazal are talking about? It's poshut that Chazal are not talking about these sort of chaverim. First of all, the Rishonim and Medayek, that it's a loshon yochid, that one only needs one sort of friend like this, k'nelecha chaver. This unique friend that's supportive, that's dedicated, that listens, that's caring, that's understanding, that helps the person to mevakesh the emes, that has anova. All these components in a chover, which is part and parcel of the Kinyan Torah, how does one even imagine getting this? So Be'ez Hashem b'schus, this limud ha-Torah that we've learned together, b'chabura, Hashem should guide us and help us to find that chover toiv that Chazal were talking about. And Be'ez Hashem, we should learn b'chabura achas, aguda achas, Fabias Mashiach to the Kingdom of Heravi Amen. Thank you.